Diana.
Hi.
Guess who I'm talking to on the other line?
Yeah.
Wendell.
Oh.
And that is so weird that you couldn't get me last night.
I called you.
That's the same thing that happened Friday. We were here.
I mean. No way.
Oh my gosh, of course. We were here the whole time. As a matter of fact, we were kind of sitting by the phone. All these people.
Yes. I mean, because I called you right after I hung up with Wendell.
Really?
You know, like you called him right when we were talking.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I hung up and I called. And then I called again, and it was busy, and then I called again, and no one was home. I called like 4 or 5 times, and finally I just went to bed.
Oh, my gosh.
That is so weird. I should give you the number here, though.
Are you there babysitting?
Uh-huh.
No, I just called there.
You did?
Okay, what's the number? This is weird.
Obviously, we have a different wrong number or whatever.
Okay, what's your number there?
You know, I'm not even exactly sure what it is. I should look it up in the phone book, because...
I called 451-0067.
Oh, I think that's it. Where'd you get that number?
From Wendell last night.
Oh, see, I told him I thought that was it, but I wasn't positive.
Uh-huh.
But I think that's it.
Okay.
I wonder what the phone book is. I could look it up to be sure. Well, did you need something? I felt so bad, because it sounded like you needed it.
I thought I did, but then I didn't.
Okay.
Are you going to be there for a while?
Yeah.
Can I call you back in just a few minutes?
Yeah, but let me double check real quick and make sure that's
okay.
The right number.
Okay. Okay.
Did you call Wendell?
Yeah.
Sawyer. No, I forgot their first name.
No. Okay, it's not the same people you were at Friday night.
Uh-uh.
How come you can't get me then? Are you calling 3452189?
Well, I just now called it.
Oh, that's right, you did.
That's so weird.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, 4510063.
Okay.
Got it?
Got it.
Okay.
I'll call you back in just a few minutes. Okay, bye. Wendell, are you there? Wendell. Wendell.
Wendell.
Kendall. Bye.
Hello?
Wendell.
Hi.
Has your phone been off the hook?
No.
This is really weird.
You know, I think your phone may be messed up.
Yeah, you know when I clicked over?
Uh-huh.
I came back, and I heard, like, noise in the background.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just thought you were sitting in your room and you had set the phone down.
Yeah.
So I sat there for almost 10 minutes going, well, maybe you'll pick it up in a minute.
No, I figured you were just talking, or there was something wrong with the phone.
How funny.
So I just blew it off.
I mean, it wasn't a doubt. And then I tried to hang up on it one time, and it rang back on my phone.
Huh.
Like, that there was still someone there.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was Diana on the other line.
Oh.
I only talked to her for a second, though. And then I came back, and it was like, this is weird.
Oh.
Anyway, so now she said that is the number where she's at, so I'm going to call her back. It was 451-0063.
63.
But I tried to call it just a second ago, and it was busy.
Okay.
So what are you doing?
I'm just sitting around. I was reading my journal.
Really?
Yeah.
Reflecting?
No, the theological journal. And I got my Jews for Jesus.
Wait.
That was really what I was reading, my Jews for Jesus.
Wait a minute. Are you thinking about going to DTS?
Huh?
Are you thinking about going to DTS?
When?
I don't know. Are you going to go?
Well, everything's so up in the air now. I don't know what I'm going to be doing, but I may take a couple of classes there.
Oh, in the summer?
No.
Or next year or something?
Next year, maybe.
When do you graduate?
December.
So after that, you might go take a couple of classes?
Yeah, just because I am unsure of what I'm going to be doing, so I'm just checking into everything. But this is just their journal.
Oh, wow.
So.
I mean, when Kara had something from them and that I was looking through, it had all the different curriculum and what classes.
The catalog.
Yeah, the catalog.
Yeah, I've got that too.
Is that different than the journal?
Yeah, the journal's just essays that's written by the professors there.
Oh, really?
The students, I'm sure.
Are they interesting?
I don't know. I haven't read any. I was reading the Jews for Jesus letter.
Oh, you're so funny.
Oh.
So.
What are you doing?
Oh, nothing much. I'm fixing to work on some stuff. Pursuit of Holiness.
Oh.
For Bible study tomorrow night. And Jeff is going to come get me at about 4 o'clock. I have to go get my, one of my best friends is getting married in a few weeks. And I have to get my bridesmaid dress cut and altered, cut to T-length. And so he's going to take me out to have them all, get that done.
Uh-huh.
What about you?
I have poetry at 3:30.
You have what? Oh, poetry.
Yeah.
What about that poem that you let me read when you were walking to turn it in about the words? Or?
Yeah, they lost it.
They what?
They lost it.
They lost it?
Yes, I printed up another one.
Oh.
No problem.
That's not too happy. Whatever happened with your art that they thought they lost, or did they lose it?
Someone stole it.
Really?
So
they're going to pay you?
The insurance company.
Wow.
So. I'm famous.
Everybody wants your art.
No one knows it, but I'm famous.
Yeah. You sound very tired.
Yeah, I kind of am. I got up at 6:30 this morning, and Jeff came over, and we got the book straightened out for Buck. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had a little problem with the shirts. The printers have run out of white T-shirts, so we had to color coordinate everything.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So that's cool.
Uh-huh. So that everything worked out?
Yeah, we've gone to a new system of keeping track. Because people have been kind of irresponsible about paying for things. They'll say they want a shirt, and we'll buy the shirts, and they won't buy them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've gone to a prepay system, and it got kind of messed up, and so we had money. We didn't know who it belonged to. We had to find it.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
We actually had too much money and not enough people.
So it all worked out.
Yeah. Very patient.
Yeah, he's pretty patient, isn't he?
He's good for me.
I've noticed that he's patient.
Yeah.
Yes. I think you're pretty patient, too.
Oh, boy. I'm not near as patient as he is.
Really?
No way.
Was it hard working through those books or something?
No, I was just frustrated because it was caused by someone overriding a decision of mine.
Oh.
They told him to do something. I said, do this. and this other person said, no, do this. And it got it all screwed up. And so, I have to fight all the way through it and try to find this. And this has happened before, and we've lost money.
Mm-hmm.
Because, it wasn't done the way that I said that it needed to be done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But it worked out.
Hmm.
No big.
Okay.
We're learning.
Yeah, it's hard to learn. You have to go through some yuck to learn.
Oh, boy, have we done that?
Especially when y'all are just kind of getting everything together for that fraternity.
Oh.
Starting it all out, and then y'all are going to be gone. Jeff will be gone in a month, and you'll be gone in December.
6 months.
So the work that you put into it will pay off for them in the long run.
We can see some of it now. It's really exciting with the younger guys in the group. It really is.
Really?
Yeah, they're just incredible.
That's great.
They're really good.
Good. Well, I'm glad it's going good. Are you excited about semi-formal?
Yeah. We were sitting around last night trying to think of fun things to do. I mean, I called my boss. Okay. I said, is there any way I can have dinner on top of Jester Friday night?
No way.
Yeah.
What did she say? Is it that lady?
Yeah. She goes, well, not if you want your job back. So I thought, well, that's really something else.
Dinner on top of Jester.
Really?
Are you trying to get something creative?
Yeah, we were going to have it on Mount Bonnell, and Mike Brown was going to wait on us.
How cute.
But we ended up, because of time, and we don't know what the weather's going to be like and everything, that we're going to go out and meet with Craig and Marty at his place.
Oh, fun. Out at Lakeway?
Yeah.
That would be great.
So that'll be really cool.
Because you'll already be out there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm real excited about going to the Oasis.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
What are you going to do this summer? Are you going home?
Uh-huh.
Europe?
Well, and Mom and I just kind of redid our trip because of terrorism.
Uh-huh.
So we canceled all the plans that we had to go to London and France and everything. And we're just going to Switzerland. And we're going to leave a little bit later, like go about halfway through June.
Uh-huh.
And go for 2 or 3 weeks. We're going to Switzerland and then maybe to New York also. So it should be fun.
Well, that'll be pretty good.
Yeah.
Are y'all riding American planes?
No, Swiss Air.
Okay, so that would probably be better.
Yeah, she's talking to a lot of people, to get and to make these plans and to find out what's the safest way to do everything.
Yeah.
She's real conscientious of that. Plus, for medical reasons, she has to take a lot of precautions and have things in certain places. And so a lot of her, like her pharmacist and her nurse, her highbrow nurse that, comes to her home.
Uh-huh.
And he's working with her to try and figure out some things, and they're just really helpful.
Huh. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I'm excited about going home to Dallas. I'm excited that Jeff is going to be there in Dallas.
That's really good, the way that worked out.
Yeah, and even though I'm going to be gone for a while, I want to go to Europe. I don't know, but I'm excited that it's kind of weird that I don't know where I'm going to be next fall, though. I'd really like to be there.
I don't see any reason why you couldn't be.
I don't either.
You and Doodle and Kara can live together in a nice little wood frame house. Wooden floors and a fireplace.
I think that would be great. But, I don't know. Diana would also like to be here. I'd like to be here.
In Austin?
Mm-hmm.
In the fall?
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Unless she's been lying to me, she's ready to get out of here.
Really?
Yeah.
She's just mentioned a couple of times to me.
Yeah, I honestly think she's got her mind made up that it's time to move on from Austin. She's getting real antsy about getting out of here.
We were driving through the hills Saturday, coming back from Joanne's, and she goes, Cindy, I don't know, we could really enjoy these hills here. And I go,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I was like, yeah, that's one of the main things that would keep me in Austin. I just love the hills, and I love Austin. And that's not really a reason to stay, when it comes to people versus places. Especially if she goes to Dallas.
Yeah.
So.
Well, who knows, though? She'll be working here, and she just might get this incredible job offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, see, it's real hard. None of us can make plans because none of us know what we're going to do. It's just, it's neat because it's all going to have to fall into place.
Uh-huh.
And who knows how it's going to fall into place. Deep down, I kind of... See, this is really weird for me, too, Wendell, because I've never wanted to go back to Dallas. Never. I've always wanted to stay in Austin until the last few months.
Well, I mean, you have to realize what you're involved in here. I mean, there's a big chance for you and your mom to spend a lot of time together. And I mean,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you have a real, I honestly feel there's God's hand is in this relationship, and that's something that's 90% of relationships don't last long distance.
Yeah.
They just don't last. I mean,
I know.
But that's, I mean, that's all relationships, and when you consider that most relationships end in divorce anyway, you know.
What a sad statistic.
Hey, it's so bad. I mean, you had Daly's class.
Yeah.
If you have it, don't you?
No, I had it a couple years ago.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, you guys, I mean, even if you make it in the same town, I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
You're beating the odds, so. But then again, I mean, those statistics are not coming from God-centered relationships.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So,
yes, yes.
I found out something last night that was kind of interesting.
What?
But what's the number one cause of divorce?
What is it? I would think. Oh, I don't know. I know, like, one of the main things that people fight about in marriage is money.
That's the number one.
Really?
How it's made, how it's spent.
Yeah. Because you've got two people.
Uh-huh.
Trying to, and one person might be spending the other person's money. I mean, you get real me-oriented. Because our society is so me-oriented,
uh-huh.
It's, you know, how much of it's mine, how am I going to spend? We don't have this we-oriented
yeah.
way of thinking.
And number two?
Sex.
Yep.
Boy, I don't know why I know all this.
You're a communication major.
Wow.
Both of them stuff.
That's wild.
And finally, but last but not least, number three.
Bored, jealousy, I don't know.
Love.
Love? Oh, what do you mean? Lack of?
I'm sure.
Lack of love? Like falling out of love?
Yeah. Just tired of that person.
You know, Kara was telling us something at the very beginning of last fall. She's going, you know, couples today, they'll get married, and, you know, 10, 15 years later, the man will get kind of bored, cause, and a lot of times the women don't work, and the men just have these real high-paying jobs, the women stay home, and then the man gets bored with his wife, and goes off and has an affair, decides he wants to get out of that marriage, divorces her, marries one of these other ladies that he's having an affair with, gets back into the same thing, and it's like a cycle.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, he gets bored with her after all. And I just thought, there's no way, God, I'm not going to get in that cycle. I don't want to.
How can you stay out of it?
I don't know. But
you
that's just, yeah.
What your husband does.
I know. Isn't that wild? Just
yeah.
It makes me just want to, you know, go to some other country or, you know, because it's like an American lifestyle, American cycle.
Uh-huh. Very much so.
It's frustrating.
It's pretty nasty.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty bad. I think that's pretty female chauvinist, though.
What is?
That viewpoint.
Oh, because I said the man is doing it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I believe that. I mean, there's just, you know what, I've come to, this is my theory.
Uh-huh.
And this is the thing that I see the problem with relationships today is society tells women that, you know, you can be all that you can be and you can do all this other kind of stuff and everything. But, they don't. They don't tell men or women who's supposed to lead in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
who's
everybody's, you know, Mr. and Miss Independent and looking out for number one.
That's right. And teams don't work that way.
Yeah, they don't.
Especially when you're sleeping together and eating together and raising kids together and
mm-hmm.
fighting together and attempting to love together.
Yeah. Something interesting that, you know, Karen and Greg.
Uh-huh.
You know, Greg Burnett. Karen and I, last semester one time, we just had this real long talk one night all about marriage and different things. She was telling me a lot about her and Greg. One thing that stuck out that she told me she would do whenever they got in arguments,
mm-hmm.
she would go across the room, no matter how, you know how, you know where to hit a person where they hurt
uh-huh.
when you're that intimate. Well, she was talking about how that's a major thing that goes on with couples, you know, like they know exactly hit them where they hurt and they do that. But if you are over there touching that person, it's a lot harder for you to say something that's going to hurt them. So she'll go across the room or wherever Greg is, grab his hand, and say, I'm really mad at you right now, but I really love you. And she said that contact, the physical contact of holding his hand or grabbing him, it keeps them from hurting each other, saying something that'll hurt the other person. because you're aware of it. You're right there. Whereas if you turned your back and walked out of the room, it'd be real easy to yell something or, you know, say something.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
She said that was the one, that was one major thing that they've done the whole time. And they have a very, very unique and extraordinary marriage. From everything that I see and learn,
uh-huh.
that even a lot of really strong Christian couples don't have a lot of the things that they do. You know what? Greg's working Friday night at the Oasis. When we go out there, he's going to be working.
Cool.
Isn't that exciting?
That is good.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Yes.
Yeah. Why are you sleeping?
I'm not sleeping.
Oh.
I thought you were.
Oh,
you sounded sleepy. I could fall asleep. I almost fell asleep in my second class today.
Did you?
Yes. It's very long. Those classes on Tuesday, Thursday, shoosh, they're long.
Oh, speaking of Tuesday, Thursday, set up my schedule for next fall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not going to have any classes on Mondays, Wednesdays, or Fridays.
That's great. You can come visit us. You can come up on Thursday afternoon and stay till, oh, you'll be an RA. Whoops. Well, if you
I'll be able to some, but I'll be working full-time, hopefully.
Really?
Well, about 25 to 30 hours a week I'm looking to.
While you're RAing?
Uh-huh. Internship, I'm allowed to.
Oh, great. They didn't even let them have internships at Consolving when I was there.
They're a little different over there, though.
Yeah, they are.
It's part of your curriculum, so.
Oh, are you doing the class, 471?
Uh-huh.
For Orcom?
471.
Oh, that's great.
Well, it's part of the curriculum. That's the only reason I can be an RA, because I can do that. I mean, that's otherwise I wouldn't be able to do that.
Are you going to get an internship where you work?
At Gaddy's.
Oh, is that what you're, where you're going to do it?
No, I'm going to try to, I applied there at the Wyndham for a bellboy for the summer, and then I want to move up to some kind of conference coordinator, you know, assistant coordinator.
For next fall?
Uh-huh.
That's exciting. If you want to go to the Hyatt, you could get Daryl to recommend you.
Something.
Or get a reference. He'll help you get a job there. Because he's very respected there. He's worked there for a year.
Really?
And he's going to work there full time still when he graduates.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd be glad to.
This is a big possibility. Because they have, what's really good about it is I'll start in May. And that means May, June, June, July, July to August. If I stay there, I'll be able to stop my insurance payments, which are about $50 a month, so that'll add $50 a month to my salary.
Stop your insurance payments?
Because if you work full-time, I mean, when you work for them for 3 months, that you get all kind of benefits and stuff.
Oh,
so
great.
That's a big deal. I asked him about that today because this will be the first full-time job I've ever had.
Wow.
Because it's, I mean, I haven't gotten it yet. There's only one position open, and they're not sure when it's going to come open. You know, I'm looking forward to that because they've done insurance and everything else, and then I can get in. Keep on.
Cool.
But Diane and I had a picnic today. It was fun.
You did? Where?
We like, she came got me and made sandwiches and lots of fruit, and we just kind of laid around and talked about everything.
Talked about everything. Y'all have fun talks, don't you?
We talk a lot.
Yeah. Jeff and I have fun talks, but I don't think we talk as much.